everybody. Welcome back to Gamer Heroes. I am Derek. I've got my buddy John with me.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Good, good. Just trying to keep up and deal with the aftermath of E3. So,
well, on top of that, so you're doing Corporate Challenge too, which for those who don't know is basically when companies get together and compete with physical sporting type events.
It's the one time where you get to piss all over your customers. Like our company, one of our biggest customers is Huda-Maki, and you know what? They piss me off, so I destroy them in these events.
So you guys, what was this week? It was like swimming or something?
This week is a swim meet. So we've been doing good, but yeah. Some people are like Olympic athletes or ex-Olympic athletes, so we do what we can.
And then there are people like me, who I haven't actually worked out in like a year and a half. So, but no, it's cool. I've done it before. The company I'm with now, we are not doing it this year, so I wasn't participating. But I did dodgeball last year, which was pretty fun.
It's a blast.
So, yeah, dodgeball's fun. But other than that, yeah, I guess so. We had E3. So that all happened. If you listen to our episode last week, you'll get kind of our coverage of the big stuff that happened at E3, including the Xbox One X Scorpio 4K thing with all the teraflops.
Yeah, right? It's like, guys, don't pay attention to anything else. Just know it's 8 teraflops.
But I've actually been playing Minecraft for the first time in my life. And I know that you and our buddy Ryan, who is on Screen Heroes, were kind of giving me a hard time about that. But
guys, listen, he just got this game, and I'm watching him on the Switch. You can look at your friends and the times they've spent in a game. And his numbers, okay, 6 hours. Okay, I got you. 9. And then 11. And I'm like, oh my god, how much time is he putting in Minecraft?
In only a few days, too. I mean, I played right before we caught up here tonight.
Wait, you've had it less than a week.
I have, yeah. I've had it less than a week. I bought it the day after they announced the Super Duper graphics pack would come to the Switch, and they'd have cross-play with the Xbox.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to go check this out. And it's $30 digital on the Switch, $40 if you want to buy the physical copy, which I was going to do, but Best Buy was sold out, so I just picked up the digital one. And yeah, man, I've been playing it like crazy. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. But I had a story I wanted to tell, just one little story. So I've been playing, I build my house. I build my wonderful cobblestone house. It's got a couple of rooms. I've got a bed. My chest, you know, I've got some windows, and
it's a real bachelor pad. Mining.
It is. It's pretty awesome. I'm actually playing it, so there's skins, these like skin packs you can add on, and the Switch version comes with a Mario skin pack that changes a lot of the plants to be like, you know, the mushrooms and the fire flower and stuff like that. But it also changes the sheep in the game to Koopas for some reason. The pigs are still pigs. Cows and horses are still cows and horses. All of the bad guys and creatures seem to still be what they're supposed to be. But for some reason, the sheep are Koopas. And there's Mario music, which is really fun.
That is awesome.
But I've been playing, and I started basically building my digging out my mine underneath my house. And I was really having a really good time. I went all the way down to the bedrock, which is the lowest you can go, and just started doing shaft mining, I think is what they call it, or something like that. But basically, it's a particular mining method, so that way you mine as little as possible, but get the best overall view of what minerals are available. And so I'm digging, and I keep running into lava. So, you know, I'd go in one direction and I'd hit a lava flow. So I'd have to close that off, go a different way. And so I keep hitting lava. Finally, I'm like, this is awesome. I break into a little cave that's already there. And there's some really great stuff. I mean, I finally am finding the redstone. There's diamonds. You know, just finally getting to the real stuff. And I start digging and I'm like, oh, look at this. There's like a diamond thing like right above me. This will be perfect. And I start digging at the diamond and the block breaks and I get the diamond and I immediately get just poured on top of me lava.
Yes.
And my character burns to death, dies almost instantly, and I lose everything. Hours and hours. I lost. I had some stuff in my chest, but I lost all my coal.
Oh.
I lost all my tools, all my lights, my torches. I lost like most of my redstone because I had just found it. I only had a few pieces before that. It was devastating.
Have you ever seen the movie Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I have not.
You basically just summed up that plot. Moral of the story, guys. You mine the earth, and the earth strikes back. Clearly.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So moral of the story, folks, for those who are not super familiar with Minecraft, never dig directly above your head. Unless you know exactly what's there. So,
oh my god. That is good. It's golden.
Dude, when it came down, it says, yeah, you have died, and I just kind of froze for a second. I'm like, man, that fucking sucks. And so I reload, yeah, I respawn. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just have to walk all the way back down there, thinking I just have a long walk because it's pretty far. And no, you lose everything that are in your pockets, essentially.
Oh.
Your local inventory. Everything in your chests are still there. But so you can't have...
Who can get your chest, though? Who saves that shit for later? No one.
Well, I mean, you have to, though, because you can only carry so much, and you don't want to lose everything, right? Like I did. So, for example, when you're digging, if you're in the dark, that's where all the monsters come out. So your creepers and the spiders and the zombies and stuff. So you want to light up your mines as you go. Well, in order to light up a mine, you need, at least early on before you have, like, redstone and lights and stuff like that, you need torches. And
right.
Torches require, in order to build a torch, you need a stick and you need coal. Well, I lost all of that because I was holding all of my sticks and coal because I was going to be digging for a long way and wanted to be able to make more torches. So I lost all of my torches and all of the materials used to make them, as well as all of my tools. So I had to basically scrounge materials to make new tools and then try and find more coal. And so just basically, like, I lost hours of work and it was just devastating. And so... That is my Minecraft story.
So let me ask you this. How much memory does that take up on the digital download? I'm just curious.
Next to nothing. It was
really?
Less than, yeah, it's like 300 or 400 megs.
Even with the upgraded...
Well, the Super Duper Mac Pack is not out yet. That comes out later this year in the fall. So I don't know. That might be a bigger download. Cause that was part of the reasoning was like, I'm going to try and get physical copies when available for Switch games because of the small hard drive space. And I haven't invested in an SD card yet. And I don't mind the cartridges. I mean, I've got my 3DS and I play lots of retro games. I don't mind the swapping. And I still buy physical discs of my PS4 and Xbox One games and I swap out the discs. So when Best Buy was sold out of Minecraft, I looked online. I was like, all right, well, how big could Minecraft possibly be? Thinking it'll be, you know, maybe 4 or 5 gigs or something. And yeah, it's like 400 and something megs. So that was worth it for me. So
do you think the announcement of the Super Duper Pack and also the crossplay has increased sales?
I mean, I certainly hope so. I think, I mean, I had read some reviews from people saying that, like, the Switch edition of Minecraft is the ultimate edition because it's the full game that you can take with you.
Gotcha.
You know, it's not a mobile game or an adventure-only game. It's the full straight-up Minecraft with these Nintendo skins that you can have on top of it, too.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know about the Nintendo skins.
And it's not, I mean, it's $30, which makes it cheaper than the Street Fighter 2 Alpha.
I was just about to say that.
Omega Super Drive. But cheaper, of course, than the $60 titles. I appreciate the discount for digital because I do think it should cost more to produce a physical cartridge and a physical disc and a physical box. So I don't mind that it's cheaper to buy digital. That doesn't bother me at all. So I saved $10 in the process, which was nice, and it's a cool little game. It has an offline mode if you don't want any constraints. It has a creative mode where just everything is available to you. Of course, then you don't really learn how to craft or anything like that, so you just kind of learn the basics. But it's a good game. If you have a Switch and you want something that is fairly relaxing, isn't direct competitive, and does not require online play, I would pick up Minecraft for sure.
And when he says fairly relaxing, he means not mining above your head.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And getting killed by lava.
That was a bad thing. But I mean, yeah, you could farm, you can stay above ground during the day and just kind of explore. Ideally, I would love to have some type of SimCity 2000 remastered or something like that, but I'll take Minecraft for
It's a
now.
wish list. It's not
It
going to
is a wish,
happen.
yeah. So, but that's my Minecraft story. So let's move on. Tons of stuff actually happened in the news, even though E3 just happened a week ago. There's still tons of things going on. Where do you want to start, man?
Let's just go down our list here, man. Let's start with Steam. Looks like Steam's doing a major sale here tomorrow.
Yeah, so we record on Wednesday, so this is being recorded on June 21st. But yeah, man, the Steam Summer Sale, which is a giant black hole for my wallet every
Oh
freaking
yeah.
year.
I've got a lot on my list. I'm hoping Half-Life goes down. I'm looking at a game called let me see. It's called Dead In. Man, why am I drawing a blank on this?
I don't know. You got me curious now, man.
Dead by Daylight. Have you ever heard of this?
I don't think I know that. What's that one?
Dead by Daylight is a survival horror game. It's multiplayer. It's four players versus one person, and one person is basically hunting them down, and it's all about whoever can survive. The longest. So
So, kind of sounds like the new Friday the 13th game.
it's very similar to that. It's also very similar to PlayerUnknown, except that's more large scale. But it's mainly more horror. So yeah, it's more on the Friday the 13th level. But
Okay.
yeah, it's on my list. It's on Steam. I'm hoping to pick that up. I'm also hoping to pick up Outlast. First and second one, and then Torment, if I can. So, yeah,
Fair enough.
got a long
My
list.
wish list is short, but there's always stuff that I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about, whatever. I think this might finally be the time I buy Terraria. I've always wanted to buy Terraria. This might be the moment.
Well, that's good. What's Terraria?
It's a platformer, kind of like a digging platformer in a way. There's some parallels to SteamWorld Dig, and it's a very highly rated game. It's on a ton of different platforms. If it was out on Switch, I'd probably just buy it on Switch at this point. Which
I
is
want to buy
amazing. I mean,
everything on Switch. Seriously.
right?
I just want to take everywhere with me, every game with me.
It quickly became my number one priority console in like
It's
no
so
time.
true.
Everything like Rocket League is a great example.
Oh, man.
I've held off buying that for a really long time, and now that they've announced the Switch version, I'm just gonna wait for the Switch version.
Right. And
Um,
it's only end of the year is really they are expecting to release that in the holiday season, so we should be set.
yeah. Yeah, have you ever played Rocket League?
No, I've watched a lot of Rocket League videos, and it's been recommended to me by countless people. I'm very excited. I want to play really bad, but you're right. I'm immediately just gonna wait until it comes out on the Switch because A, it's portable. B, I am very confident that they're gonna be able to run that in full 1080p at 60 frames per second as promised. So that's very nice to me. That's important. Not the frames. I've learned to let go of the frames now that I have a PC, and enjoy the game for how it looks. But hey, if they can achieve full 1080p, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, the frame rate and resolution stuff for me depends on what the game is. Like Minecraft, for example, I don't need 4K 60 frame per second Minecraft. I don't. However, 4K 60 frame per second Halo 6 sounds intriguing, you know? So I think it comes down to what the game is. Having 60 frames per second in a game like Rocket League is probably a really positive thing. I'm not sure that playing on the Switch tablet, in handheld mode or something like that, will really see much of a difference between 720 and 1080. But I think the 30 versus 60 frames per second would be significant.
Definitely. No, they said they're shooting for 60 frames. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And I think it's very possible.
So speaking of that, I mean, what do you think about the discussions happening now with the Xbox One X? People are worried that games will not run at 60 frames per second because they have to hold them back for 30 frames for two reasons. One, the Xbox One S and Xbox One regular people, and the fact that the PS4 Pro probably can only handle it at 30 frames per second as well. So do you think that the Xbox One X is going to be held back from that, and then any real advantage to buying it just disappears?
You see, I thought about this. It puts developers in a situation where I don't, maybe yes and no. I say it won't hold them back because the developer will have the flexibility to probably push the limits more than, because most of the time, what are you doing? You have to sacrifice, right? Between between the resolution and the frame rates. Usually it's a give or take relationship. So it really just depends on the developer. If they feel like porting it and just it's easier just to produce it that way, then yeah, it's going to hurt Xbox because that's what they're about, right? This is the first 4K system has 8 teraflops and it can handle way more. So it's wasted potential if they don't. But no,
well, so
I think
if you take a game like Destiny 2, for example, will be coming out this fall, and it's going to be, you know, that's an online experience is what that game is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go out and you get the Xbox One X and I've got my S and we're playing together, they can't run us at different frame rates because we'll have completely different experiences. I mean, you'll be able to see the game in a completely different way from me, and we're playing together.
But I see, like, that to me sounds like normal. That's how it should be. Like, if you have a better machine, like even on PC, it's the same thing. You're playing on different levels on PC.
Well, but I think the difference there, though, is there's an implied idea that when you buy a console, it levels the playing field for that platform, whereas a PC, there is a bit more of a range because you've got somebody who walked into Walmart and picked up a laptop and somebody who built one to spec off of Newegg or, you know, Micro Center.
Yeah, and and that's obviously a choice Xbox has decided to make. Obviously, they've decided that, hey, we're going to make it more competitive like the computer world, except that's a great
except
point.
They're competing against themselves, though.
Well,
I mean, that's the real key, right? Is somebody like me who's got an S now has to decide if I'm going to bother playing a game like Destiny 2 with Xbox One X people who are playing at double the frame rate. I think that's going to force Bungie to just clock it at 30 frames.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I guess it just depends on who's complaining and why. Like, because I feel like if Bungie, don't you think Xbox is going to go, Bungie, we have an Xbox X. You're going to push the limits, please. That's what we're selling. And
but Bungie's not, you know, Bungie's a separate company, and Microsoft has decided to, you know, to move on, and they created 343 Industries for Halo, and Bungie's done its own thing now with Destiny and now D2. And I think that Bungie's going to have to decide, look, I've got PC, PS4, and Xbox as our platforms. I'm going to develop one game for PC, I'm going to develop one version for PlayStation, and I'm going to develop one version for Xbox.
Do you think Xbox is going to let that happen, though? I just feel like they won't.
I don't think they're going to have a choice, because the alternative is Bungie says, okay, then I guess it won't be on Xbox.
Well, it will be in 30 frames per second.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, right? So I think it's really just Bungie's decision to say, yeah, we're going to lock it at 30 frames per second so that way everybody gets the same experience because it's an online game.
The way Xbox pitches it is, even though it's running at 30 frames per second, it's still going to be 4K and look really good.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, I think you're totally right. Yeah.
But I never thought about that, and that's probably true. Like, Call of Duty for the longest time has always ran, well, they claim to run at 60 frames per second, and they've always sacrificed their resolution. What are you going to do? Are you going to pick frame rate over 4K in this situation? Like, you wonder what they're going to do.
Well, I think that's the key is that frame rate is what is something that the developers are going to control a little bit more, because the Xbox is going to do some up conversion. Right. So even if D2 comes out at 1080p, the X is going to up convert it a bit to what I would argue is not true 4K,
Ultra HD or some shit. Right. Wouldn't that be?
I'm going to call it HD plus.
No, isn't it like HDD or something weird
UHD, Ultra HD. It's such a confusing thing right now for the average consumer, because UHD and 4K, there's like a Venn diagram, and not everything that's UHD is 4K. And it's important that people understand that, because you can walk into a store and pick up a TV that says UHD on it, and it's not actually 4K.
No.
Now, maybe there's some semantics, because a better picture is a better picture, but I think that it's a bit of muddied waters right now, and historically you haven't had that. It's been a little bit easier. We've obviously had, there's refresh rates for TVs, and then there were plasma TVs and LED TVs, and now we've got this issue between 4K and UHD. It's just we need to clear the air a little bit for people. So
I agree. I think they need to just stick to one thing. Just stick to a couple things and stop trying to make this in-between model. I know they're trying to squeeze out whatever pennies they can, but it's just like the in-between model thing kills me. And that's kind of what happened with Xbox, the Xbox One S, and then there's the Xbox One SX. Just kidding.
It gets complicated.
Stop
for sure.
These half measures. They're half measures, and they piss me off clearly, because it's like
those are incremental upgrades.
We realized we fucked up, so we decided we're gonna add an extra piece.
I mean, to a small extent, that's basically what happened between the Xbox One and the S, is that they said, all right, well, we'll double the hard drive and throw in a 4K Blu-ray player, and they also brought the power brick inside. So I mean, there's three big upgrades there, but
those were things they probably should have done to begin with, but that is another story.
So let's move on then. Next up, Blizzard had two major announcements today. The first one is that the Anaheim Convention Center's new hall will be open in time for this year's BlizzCon in November. So on July 5th, they're opening a third bucket of tickets to the convention, which they've never done before and is a really big deal. So if you wanted to go and you missed out, July 5th is looking like your last opportunity to get into BlizzCon 2017.
How quick do you think those tickets are going to sell out?
3 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't know how many minutes. I'm not sure how many they have. I know that historically their normal 2-day split takes about 9 to 12 minutes to sell out. I imagine this is a smaller bucket, so maybe 5 minutes, but maybe a lot of people will miss it, so maybe it'll be 10 or 15. But I'll tell you what, though. A lot of people, not me, I just want to make this clear, are mad about this, that all of a sudden there are extra tickets. But you got to read to the reason, and they posted about why that is. I'm excited to see what this new hall looks like and see how they're going to use this extra space. Because I've been a couple of times before, and I'm really excited to see it change a little bit, because the format was basically the same each time I went. I don't know. Does this upset you, John?
See, when you first told me about it, my first initial question was, and this is everybody's first reaction, is, well, if they knew they're going to use that space, why didn't they sell more tickets to begin with? The thing is, they didn't know that it was going to be done in time. So I don't think it's upsetting. I think it's a second chance opportunity for more people to go. And like you said, it's they expanded the venue. So, I mean, all that means to me is more entertainment. They're going to pack more shit in there, right?
That's my hope, you know, or maybe, you know, have more machines so the lines are shorter or something like
Right.
that. I don't
It
know,
looks like a
but
positive on every aspect.
yeah.
Now the
So
price, I feel like the price might be a little weird because do you think they'll still sell the tickets at the same price or do you think they'll
they
change?
are
Okay.
they announced it's $199 still for the ticket, so the exact same price. The process will be exactly the same as the normal sale. They've announced the time of day. I'm drawing a blank on that, but it's July 5th, and you know, it's another chance for people to get in on it. You know, most years you get two chances. This year you get a third. So look at that as a positive. And
Right.
if you already have your ticket, then don't bitch because you're going. And having a few more people there isn't going to matter. There's
Or
conventions that
having
are
more,
much larger.
again, having more space for them to, like you said, spread out lines or pack more shit in there. Like if they want to make, they want to expand on the Overwatch section, who knows?
Yeah, and look, if you're going to BlizzCon, you have some sense of confidence in Blizzard as a company. And if you've been to BlizzCon before, then you probably have some confidence in their ability to run their show. So let's give them a chance here to pull off something cool.
I
So
think they will. I think they will.
yeah.
What else have they announced? Blizzard's been very popular.
Well, Diablo's finally getting some attention.
I know.
And I'm saying that because they really haven't, other than the anniversary event that was a cool idea, but I think they could have expanded on. Anyway, the Rise of the Necromancer is officially here next week, June 27th.
Finally.
Finally, it's available. I am very excited for this. I've been pumped for the Necromancer since they announced that it was coming back. I can't wait to play it. So, it's basically going to be one pack. The pack, as I said, will be available on June 27th for any platform that Diablo 3 is available on. There is a cost involved. It is not a free patch or anything like that, which, of course, upsets some people, but, you know, the game's been around for a long time, so I'll pay for some extra content. It's $14.99, so it's $15, and, it comes with a lot of cool stuff. The FAQ really outlines it on Battle.net, but you're going to get a non-combat pet. You're going to get some cosmetic wings, some new banners and things of that nature, new portrait frame and pendant. You'll get two additional character slots, which is nice. One of at least you, I'm sure you'd use for the Necromancer, and then two additional stash tabs for a PC only. That's not a console
Right, I was
thing.
gonna say, I don't recall that on being on PlayStation or Xbox, so cool.
Yeah, so I mean, there's lots of other stuff that are coming with it. You know, the new patch that's coming out, the 2.6, has some new challenge rifts and zones and some other content that is free. Assuming that you have the Reaper of Souls expansion or the Ultimate Edition, whatever version you have that includes the full copy of the game, but it will be $14.99 for the pack. That includes the actual Necromancer class and all the extra stuff for that. So it's finally here. It's out next week. We're less than a week away from this, and I'm pumped. I haven't replayed the game on PC in a while. I'm in the middle of one on PS4, so I'm gonna get Necromancer for PC and dive right in probably 4th of July weekend.
Nice. Sounds like a good weekend.
So.
Something to mention as well is it looks like they're also releasing an Eternal collection that includes this pack. It'll be
Yeah.
available, looks like probably $39.99 if you don't already have the game. So if you want to pick up the game and have basically all the packs in one, that'd be a good time to pick it up.
Yeah, it's a great way to do it because if the pack's 15 bucks, then it basically means you're paying 25 for the Ultimate Edition, the Ultimate Evil Edition of Diablo 3, which already includes the Reaper of Souls expansion and the base game. So you basically are getting all three, I guess, expansions, so to speak, all three
For 40
chunks of the game.
bucks.
So,
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
really good deal. I bought the Reaper of Souls, the complete Reapers of Soul, I can't even talk, collection for PS4. I had originally had, when Diablo 3 came out, I bought the regular Diablo 3, and then I played the crap out of that and beat it with the monk multiple times on different levels, and then I sold the game back to GameStop. And later on, just recently, probably last year, end of last year, I picked it up again with the Reapers of Souls, and holy crap, it's so much different and it's so much better.
Did you pick it up for PS4 again, or did you get it on
PS4 again.
PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have a PC at that time. We haven't built it at that
Right.
point. But yeah. So I imagine the Necromancer pack's gonna be just as awesome. So
Well, you can always get it for PC, and we can do some runs together. I'll
yeah.
power level you.
Yeah, we can we might that's definitely an option. I imagine it's probably a lot better on PC.
It's a great experience on PC. Doing the switch from PC to console for me was difficult. Getting the key binds down, the button layout on the
I mean, you did
controller.
pretty good with it though. It's a lot of
Oh
things that
yeah,
had to work in on those menus.
and that's the thing. I'm so used to playing it on a computer, and it works really, really well for a console game. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's an easier transition to go from console to PC than the other way. So that's
Gotcha.
all. All right, so I think that's it for Blizzard. What else we got going on?
Look, it looks like Overwatch is offering some special to Prime members, to Twitch and Prime members. It looks like some Overwatch loot. It's kind of weird. Have you already claimed this or is this available yet?
It is available. I haven't claimed them yet. I intend to do so probably this weekend or something like that.
It's just so odd to me that is this. I understand they're trying to. It's a marketing ploy, but it's just like. It's just so odd. It's just very different. I can't really describe it. It's just so weird that you're getting a legendary loot box, just for being an Amazon or a Prime member or a Twitch Prime member, and basically that's guaranteed legendary, right, stuff. Item insider. So that could be a skin, that could be, what else could that be?
I mean, yeah, emotes or icons and voice lines. I mean, so for those who do not know this, if you have an Amazon Prime membership and a Twitch account, you can get Twitch Prime for free. So this is kind of a cross promotion here for Amazon to promote that kind of cross account thing, because Amazon owns Twitch and a lot of people are not aware of that.
Oh, see,
So
I didn't know that.
yeah, so that's the big key, and that's why I mean I have Twitch Prime for a couple of reasons. Of course, the HPN for Heroes Podcasts, we've got a Twitch account where you can watch some of our game streaming, of course, and you can watch our live Screen Heroes every Tuesday night. And then I have Amazon Prime personally, so it's pretty cool. And all in all, you're going to get 10 loot crates throughout the year. They're going to give you 5 in August and 5 in October that are standard loot crates, in addition to this legendary one that's available now. And then they've got they don't have the de we don't have details on this yet, but you're going to get free Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm stuff. So I imagine that'll be card packs and maybe some skins or mounts or something in Heroes of the Storm. It's a really cool cross promotion, and it shows that Blizzard, is really pushing the esports and the streaming thing, something that certain companies have wanted to shy away from. For example, Persona 5 had a lot of issues early on with how you were able to stream or not stream the content of that game, and Blizzard's not like that. Blizzard is obviously very different. The game style, of course, is very different. I don't want any hate mail about how Persona 5 is a very linear story, and Overwatch doesn't have that, I know. Just an example. but yeah, it's a cool cross-promotion. I'm going to definitely take advantage of it.
Well, you'll need to explain to me how you did it, because it seems a little confusing when I go in the article and look at it, so...
If you go to your Twitch account, there's a drop down that shows you like all the offers you have under Prime, right there.
That's probably why.
It'll give you a code, and then you redeem that code. I'm assuming in Battle.net or whatever they're calling it now. So,
gotcha. So people, check that out if you play Overwatch. Legendary skin, free legendary skin, basically. No one knows what it's in there, but. You have a chance to get a free legendary.
You're guaranteed a legendary something.
Something, yeah.
So there you go.
I say that covers Blizzard.
Yeah.
What else you got, man?
That covers Blizzard. And I guess the other thing is something that you predicted from Nintendo is absolutely true. And that is two-player co-op for Super Mario Odyssey.
How amazing, right?
So tell me, what do you think about this? Because I think the I'm not sure it's gonna work.
I know. I looked into it. Somebody plays the hat.
Kathy,
it's so
yeah.
weird. I
How
don't
do
know,
you feel
man.
About that? Is that what you had in mind?
No, not at all. I said that it would be another character, and I guess I didn't broaden my scope as Cappy as an actual character. I think it's going to be weird, but a lot of fun because that employs people too. The teamwork aspect of it is very important at that point. So you have standard Mario, right? So whoever's playing Cappy is going to have to do a lot of work to get Mario across buildings and such. Cause you know how he can throw it, he can spin and he can stand on top of it. I feel like there's going to be a lot of, incentive to work together. So it could work out well. However, Cappy has all the powers. What is Mario? Mario alone?
Well, Mario's still really driving the game, right? So whoever's got the first controller,
I would imagine that's first player, yeah.
Yeah, it will be Mario, and the second player will be Cappy, who has some abilities to fly around and do stuff. But at the end of the day, it's still Mario's show. I think it's going to be a unique experience because it's not split screen; it's all on one screen,
which is awesome.
They've done it successfully with some platformers like the Donkey Kong Country Returns and Tropical Freeze, as well as the more recent Wii and Wii U Mario platformers, where you can have multiple players on the same screen. But as somebody who plays those games, I can tell you it gets frustrating if the person you're playing with plays at a different speed.
I can see that, but I've played a lot of Diablo with four people, and it works out fine. It works out fine. If you guys are sitting, that's the thing. If you guys are sitting together or you're chatting, it's a lot easier. Hey, come on, man. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Online might be a very, very difficult for that, though, I will say. That might be a lot harder.
Well, so is it supporting online multiplayer?
Or is it just local? I don't think they mentioned that. I think they only...
Okay.
I don't know, but I imagine, right? Wouldn't that be the next step?
Maybe. I don't know. That could be tough. I don't know
right.
if they can pull that off.
That's difficult. Especially when the game launches, they won't have their online system yet. So it won't.
Yeah,
it'll probably remain local for a little while.
That whole system, though, now that you mentioned it, Hori unveiled another headset for the Switch.
Oh, God.
It's just as convoluted as the first one. Now look, I know that Nintendo has officially said that they're not controlling how these third-party headphone makers are developing this stuff, and that may be true, and that's fine, but I find it hard to believe that this convoluted setup was just their idea out of the blue, and it wasn't a constraint on the system. I mean, you've got, so, okay, so you have to use your phone. There's an app involved. All right. So you download that app. Okay. Then there's this like adapter thing. One part plugs into your phone. Another part plugs into the Switch
which is tablet. Terrible.
And then another one plugs into the headphones. So what you're telling me is that I'm going to have cables running across my living room. My controllers are wireless, but the headphones, I mean, how long are these cables going to be? Is my phone going to be sitting on my entertainment center with the Switch, or...
See, that's the part I totally agree with you on, man. I don't think it's meant for you to play at home in TV mode. I think that's meant for portable, which raises another question is most people who are using in portable will not have access to internet.
Well, right, you're right, exactly, because you're playing it on, a bus or in a park, or, I'm playing it at work and it's a secure network,
Yep. That's just it raises a lot of red flags for me. I think they should just do what PlayStation did, which was genius. Just make a freaking like a phone earpiece with a mic on it that plugs into the jack. It's that simple.
And I'm wondering. And I do not know that this is the answer. This is just me spitballing a bit here. But I wonder if this is a constraint on the technology because they're trying to keep the resources on the Switch running as low as possible. So instead of having all of the online, live online chat and all that running on the Switch, they're using your cell phone's processing power to do all of that for you. So they're basically throwing another computer into the mix.
That's weird. To rely on your cell phone? What if you have a shitty cell phone?
Well, I mean, you could have a shitty cell phone, or you could also have one whose battery is dying. I mean, if
Right.
I work all day and come home to play some Switch, my phone's at, 20, 30% battery at that point. So now I gotta plug in my phone, plug that in, plug the phone into the Switch, plug the Switch into the adapter, and, it's just so
I think it's a
convoluted.
terrible idea. Yeah, I think it's terrible. Why can't we just use Bluetooth? Come on. You guys are
Well,
using something for those controllers, those
The
HP
Switch
Rumble
doesn't have
controllers.
Bluetooth. It's all proprietary.
You telling me there's not a program that can be developed to read that signal
No, I
or
am
an
not
app?
saying that because the company 8BitDo, who does aftermarket controllers,
Yes.
they had a firmware update for the Switch, and those will communicate wirelessly to the Switch to
So
play more of the classic games like Street Fighter and things like that.
why not make a headset that works with that, right?
Well,
It's just so
yeah.
weird.
I mean, those guys make controllers, but this is more of a question for Nintendo and not so much the headset makers, because if the headset makers are doing this, that means there's a constraint somewhere on the console.
Right.
So
I think you nailed it. I think they're trying to limit the I think it'll suffer. The console will suffer since it's so compact and so limited on processing power. I think you're right. Like if we throw in the mix of something else relying on the processor on that little switch, it may affect the game your game experience. So I don't know. Yeah. It's just not looking good. That's what I do know.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, well, we're coming close to our time here. Is there anything else you want to talk about tonight?
There is nothing that I'm burning to talk about. I do want to say ARMS is destroying it as far as reviews go, and I want to pick up a pa or a copy so bad. So bad. Guys, ARMS looks really good.
Well,
It's.
pick it up, man, and then we'll play.
I know. Maybe we could stream it someday.
That could be fun. That could be
That
fun.
could be a lot of fun. That could be a tournament. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing things out there.
Right. Well, we'll be back next week, and that'll be the last one in June, and then we'll be in July. And my goal is that 4th of July weekend, I will beat Gears of War 4
Okay.
and
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you.
complete at least one more of the divine beasts in Breath of the
Oh
Wild.
my gosh.
Because I'm still playing. I get distracted and play other. I keep breaking into other games.
Guys,
so.
His list is like 60 games long to beat.
I play a lot at the same time, but that's going to be my focus. And then, of course, Necromancer as well. So that's gonna be it for me. Don't forget to check us out at heroespodcast.com and at heroespodcast on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can also find us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us next Friday. Every Friday, we will be talking about video games. And if you like what you're hearing, go out to iTunes. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Gamer Heroes. Drop us a review. If you do, we will give you a shout-out on the show. You don't even have to give us 5 stars unless you think we deserve it. And come on, I mean, we deserve it, right? If we don't, tell us why. We are working hard. And that's going to be it for us. So, John, I will talk to you next time, man. We'll see you guys later.
See you later, guys. No number.